Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I know we say this every week, but they have to play smart. They are the better team. They're the more talented team. They have options on offense. They have Josh Allen. Okay.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, I am Jenna Cottrell. Dan Fates with a Veterans Day off. We are talking this Bills-Steelers playoff game, wild card weekend coming up. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. We always appreciate it. All right, Michael, we're in the podcast studio. We are talking Bills-Steelers. For this game on Sunday at 1 o'clock, what do the Bills need to do to put away this Pittsburgh team? Let's start with the offense.
I think they have to play smart. And I know we say this every week, but they have to play smart. They are the better team. They're the more talented team. They have options on offense. They have Josh Allen. Okay. We've seen them against teams that are lesser than them. What have they done? They've made mistakes early. They did it in the Chargers game. Mm-hmm. They're down 10-0. Did it in the Patriots game with special teams. They were down 7-0. The Miami game, after they had made multiple mistakes, they were down 7-0. They give these other teams hope.
Yeah.
And then it is on the offense to then eventually get their act together. I think you need to play a smart, efficient game. Use Josh Allen the way you can use Josh Allen. Get the lead. Tell the Steelers right away it's not going to be their day. And I know that sounds easier than it really is, because Pittsburgh comes into this game thinking, why not us? Why can't we come into Buffalo? And they can. But I think the Bills need to establish right away, and I think the defense will play well. This defense has played well just about every game. I think the offense, again, I don't mean conservative, but I mean smart. Get points.
Yeah.
Don't turn it over. Get that lead. Make them one-dimensional. And then I think Pittsburgh will realize where they are in this matchup.
The worst thing is to have a Steelers team that has hope,
yep,
continued hope, because we've seen the Steelers team throughout the season be able to just hang with other teams and then at the end take advantage of a mistake made and win out games. And that is what scares me about the Steelers team, is that they, like the Bills, have been had a very gritty season where they've been able to kind of grind things out. But for the Bills, you said it, and it's Josh Allen also being smart with the football. We've saw those interceptions against the Dolphins last week. Thankfully, the Bills defense kept the team in the game, but it's some of those silly mistakes that concern me. I think Josh, he said it this week, even after the Dolphins game, he feels like the ball is coming out of his arm the best it has all season. Yeah. I am, though, concerned about the weather. We were talking off camera because it's supposed to be windy. It's still expected to be snowy. Could it be a whiteout? All of these things. And it really does feel like that would play way more into the hands of the Steelers team than it would the Bills.
I don't think there's any question, because they're very comfortable if they have to run it 35 and 40 times. Now, here's the difference. They're not running it with their quarterback. So if it's really, really bad, I mean, where it's, you know, almost that unplayable weather like we have seen in that New England game, and you can just snap the ball to Josh and let him go, I don't think it'll get that bad, but there's an advantage. But Pittsburgh is like, hey, we'll run it 35 times. We'll run it 40 times. We'll give it to Harris. We'll just say, go ahead, see if you can stop it. And when I say they're comfortable, because you hold on to the football, It just, you know, sounds simple, but it keeps Josh Allen off the field, all those things. I think they're going to be very comfortable playing that way, unless they're down 10-0 or 13-0. And that doesn't mean they open it up with Mason Rudolph. We also can keep in mind, they can hit some big plays with this offense. Yeah, George Pickens can get the ball and go down the field. We saw Deontay Johnson do that. So you mentioned the weather. If I would say this, look, if this game ends up being where the weather is not a huge factor, big advantage, Bills. I would say big advantage. They have the talent advantage. They have the quarterback. They have all those things. But if it is, then it gets ugly.
Well, and the advantage too, TJ Watt not playing. Yeah. And that is such a killer for the Steelers team. They're what, 1-10 when Watt isn't out there? I think JJ Watt talked about trying to dress up. Was he making about himself? That's so crazy.
It's crazy. He doesn't like to talk.
I can't believe that. Yeah. But I think that is obviously a big advantage for Buffalo. Now, look, they still have, what is it? They still have Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, other guys that can get after the quarterback. But I think that does alleviate some of the pressure on the O-line, on Josh Allen as well. But I think we've seen this Bills team play football where they are able to take advantage of the opportunities. I just want to see them do that on a more consistent basis to start. That way they're not backed up against the wall, because you bring up the fact that there's hope for this Steelers team. Confidence is a hell of a drug. And if you're on the Steelers right now, you are confident because you're like, hey, the weather forecast is in our favor. It's almost like a bit of house money because Mason Rudolph, you're 3-0 under him. He's giving you guys a spark. All of these things where you're like, hey, nobody really thought we would be here. Let's not show out and win a game and move on.
Yeah. You know, Tomlin is going to play up the whole underdog thing. He loves it. He's going to say
every coach loves that, though.
He really loves it. He really loves it. And he's going to tell his team. Now, you mentioned that about TJ Watt. Like, we can't overstate that. That guy, at any moment, not only gets to your quarterback, gets the ball out. I mean, he did that against the Bills in the past. He's forced turnovers. Like, that is the guy. It doesn't mean they don't have good players. You're talking about the best, probably the best defensive player in the league. If he's not, he's one of the top three. Yeah. So he can be a game wrecker. So that's a big advantage for the Bills. And listen, I know sometimes I'll read the comments and I'm like, why do you guys focus on the mistakes? I'm telling you, and you know it, the mistakes are the only thing that are going to keep the Steelers in this game.
1,000%.
That is what it is. I know Josh will make plays. I know he'll eventually make a lot of plays, especially if the weather's not a factor. It's just, you don't want us, like we say, keep both teams in the game at the same time early. You make these mistakes and you're sitting there going, it should be 14-0. They get to the red zone. They come away with no points. All those things that will keep a lesser team in the game, which is what the Steelers are on Sunday.
Yeah. Those mistakes can be so costly, especially in the playoffs when everything is ratcheted up that much more. The stakes, the pressure, all of these things. It's like, we've seen it. We've seen teams go on the road and upset teams that we were expecting all these great things from. So for the Bills offense, it's just about playing that mistake-free or as close to mistake-free as possible. Josh Allen and company keeping care of the football. Let's talk about the defense, though, for this Bills team. They're playing very well. They have been Sean McDermott. I saw someone comment, and I love this. It's now called the McDefense. I laughed out loud at that. I was like, that's pretty good. But this defense under Sean McDermott has really done such a number. We talked about it heading into the season about, like, look, McDermott put a lot of pressure on himself. Yeah. Like, he gives himself no outs if this defense fails because he put it all on him. But what we've seen this season is in those close, tight moments, his defense, especially down the stretch, pulling it off. Taylor Rapp, obviously, with the interception to end the game against the Dolphins. But what do you think for the Bills defense they need to do?
Look, it's going to be a physical game, and they're going to, you know, this sounds old school, but stop the run, because that's what Pittsburgh's going to do. Yeah. And they will just continue to do it and then pick their spots with Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph against Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Bills can bring him back down to earth. I kind of expect that to be the case. But I did love what Daquan Jones said yesterday at the Bills facility. It's about whooping another man. A man whooping another man in terms of the defense. And I think you do have to have that mentality.
It was funny to
hear out physical. The other,
we all kind of were like, he said it twice. Like,
that was a very, very simple way of putting it.
But it's funny, as they say that, is that's really what the game comes down to. This is a physical, brutal, violent game that they play. And it's, if you're beating the man in front of you, and so is your teammate, and so is everybody else, I mean, that's what it takes. Sometimes we focus, and you know, and fans do too, on the outdoor stuff, the outside stuff, the quarterback, the wide, all that stuff is important. But it's up front, and it's battle after battle after battle. And Daquan Jones is saying that if I'm beating my man up front, I'm making plays. Ed's making plays. The linebackers can make plays. You shut down that run game. I'll say this. Let's put the ball in Mason Rudolph's hands to beat the Bills. I'll feel very comfortable with the Bills in that setting.
Yeah, my fear is that you can run on the Bills in terms of with the weather and all those things. I think having Daquan Jones back is obviously, though, a huge advantage. Him and Ed Oliver, just getting that, especially now that it's not his first game back. Like, him and Ed have been able to kind of figure things out. You also have Leonard Floyd, who's been really good off the edge, like things like that. But that would be... Like, if the Steelers were to win this game, I would expect it to be off of Najee Harris having a great game and then being able to move the ball, run the ball. But if you make them one-dimensional and make it be Mason Rudolph, I think great things can happen for this Bills team, right?
Yeah. I mean, this Bills pass defense is outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the passing offenses that they have shut down. The Cowboys, the Dolphins twice in that case. You know, they don't give up a ton to number one receivers. Really, they don't. They gave up some big plays earlier in this year, but now they really don't in the passing game. They just don't. Kansas City, they shut down the passing game. They really did. So I have a lot of faith in that pass defense. I really do. McDermott has called, you know, it's funny because they gave up a couple of those late scores. Should have to the Giants, almost did. Did to the Broncos, giving up points at the end, and got fortunate against the Chiefs when that play came back. Lucky. But since then, I mean, they've been dominant. I think the defense has been dominant. So put them in that spot against this offense, and I think they can do it again.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Who has more pressure on this? Is it Josh Allen? Or is it Sean McDermott?
It's Sean McDermott still. Josh is Josh. He's a great player. I mean, unless he goes out and is horrendous in a playoff loss, which I don't expect. Mm. You know, I mean, like a very, very bad game. I mean, even think back to the Cincinnati game last year, which was bad all around.
Yes.
They got pushed around. The defense wasn't good. Josh wasn't great. But I didn't really believe they lost that game because of Josh Allen. I mean, he willed them down the field to get that score when they were down 14-0. That team just had no juice at the end of the game.
They were exhausted.
They were done, but it goes on McDermott. And I think it still is on McDermott. Josh Allen's Josh Allen. He's a great player, 40-plus touchdowns, all those things. Sean has done everything he's needed to do since the now infamous article about him. They've won. He's had great moments. I thought he had a phenomenal game in Miami. Mm-hmm. He totally outcoached McDaniel, totally outcoached that offense, and did everything right. But he's got to win in the playoffs. Got to win.
Seeing him walk off the field in Miami and seeing the emotion that we don't normally see out of him. There was the interview with Sal Capaccio right after the game, but even McDermott walking off the field, like, you know, waving at fans, clapping, like all of the things that we don't usually see. I think you saw relief of like, okay. But the thing about Sean McDermott and what he's been able to do is, once again, like, the Bills are in the same, all right, they've made the playoffs. They won the division for the fourth straight time, but can they get over that hump of that playoff hump that we've talked about for years? Even after last season, it was like, all right, when will the Bills be able to win the big game in the biggest moments? And it starts obviously a Sunday against the Steelers, but it's like that. I could not agree more. The pressure is on McDermott because of the expectations that he has set for this team, because of who his quarterback is, and because they have not gotten there. He needs to continue. Like, that will always be the criticism if he's not able to pass that. So this season too, there is something about this Bills team that, you know, last year down the stretch, they were winning games ugly, but it felt like, it felt so different than where we've been at in this last month and a half for this Bills team. Because I remember when we would talk about it, be like, you know, after they lost to the Bengals, it was like this team, we talked about it, exhausted.
Yeah.
They were emotionally had gone through so much with the DeMar Hamlin situation. They looked to flip that switch and they didn't have that gear available. Whereas this team, I just feel like there's so much that Sean McDermott article galvanized the team so much. Backs against the wall, they've been able to find ways to win. And it's like, I just think there's something different about this team. And while And here's a good thing too. I feel like you're still waiting for everything to kind of all click together.
They can win multiple ways,
which is huge.
Yeah.
And you even had special teams being the spark last week. The Deontay Hardy touchdown, when the week before they had given up the return.
And the week before that, Deontay Hardy fumbled a punt.
Yeah.
So they have had issues. By the way, Sam Martin, special teams player of the month.
Yeah, good
for him. A punter. It's hard to win that as a punter. But
he's been
great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
We sat right here a little more. We said, do they have a kicking problem? Tyler Bass, knock on for Micah, whatever this is, has been good, made all his kicks. And Sam Martin's been outstanding. So it looked like there were some issues, and now, he's been great. But special teams did that. Look, even last year they got that help. The Nyheim Hines, the two returns against the Patriots.
Still
but
surreal.
It was, but they, even those two Miami games that they won were slogs, were struggles mm-hmm. in those games, and they got by. I think this team is different. I think it feels different. I was looking back at all the teams that have made it to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl. It's rare when there's just blowing people out in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's close games. Tampa did that last year, Kansas City, a couple of times they've made the Super Bowl where they've been down in games and had to fight back. The year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they had Atlanta final seconds driving to win the game, and they survive mm-hmm. in advance. Dan always uses it, survive in advance.
Like just the NCAA tournament.
It is, and I feel like this is a game, no style points, nobody cares. Go out, play smart. Play with that energy. I do think they have that energy.
I agree.
For some reason, it's a long season. It's come at the right time. I think they have it.
I think the bye, too, also helped having it be later. After the London game, I was like, maybe they should have taken their bye then because they were gassed. I was tired.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what it would be like playing a football game. And then having the later bye, obviously, it was right before that Eagles overtime loss that almost propelled the team, the overtime loss in Tampa Bay a couple years ago. But I agree.
Somehow they just reached in and took whatever energy that Eagles team had and just removed it.
No, the Bills broke the Eagles.
They did.
They broke them.
They won that game and have been a shell of themselves from that moment on.
Yeah.
And the Bills have gone the opposite way. They've had the energy. So when you look back at those moments seem where you're so down. I think this is why when you guys ask if we're fans, we like seeing the team win. But I think I can have objective eyes about this team. And I got done that Kansas City game and we talked about it. And I said, or the Philly game. And I said, Josh Allen's back. That gives them hope in mm-hmm. every game. And the funny thing about that is, he hasn't had to be good or hasn't been great in every game. They didn't need him in Dallas. He was okay. He wasn't great in New England. And they're still winning the games because they have different ways to win games. I'm confident in them winning with defense, even to run the ball, which includes Josh. Mm-hmm. And certainly if he gets the passing game going, man, that fourth quarter was just awesome.
That was
awesome.
Up in the press box, just seeing the way Allen was able to thread some of those throws.
You like that press box, don't you?
I love the press box.
Press box is good.
It's warm. Well, in Miami, it was
cold. Miami would have been
but
fine.
But it's definitely going to be warmer in the press box Sunday than on the field.
It is. It is.
That is true.
Yeah.
I do think there is pressure on Allen, though.
There is. In the big picture, there always is on a quarterback. This is a long season. Puts up the numbers. That's the thing about Josh. Always the numbers. He has great numbers. Turnovers, yes. But the touchdown to turnover ratio is because he's
red zone for the most
incredible.
Part.
I mean,
he really is.
The third down run. I mean, the things he can
third and
do.
13.
Right. And so
he's a unicorn.
He is. And so when you put up the bigger the numbers, the higher the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had all the numbers. Got to win. But 13 seconds, this franchise, it always goes back to, you said about Sean. That's on Sean McDermott. Everybody else is gone, coaching-wise, when I say that. Leslie's gone. Dable's gone. They're all gone. Josh was unbelievable in that game. I will stick by this. The best game a quarterback, to me, has ever played in the playoffs and lost, based on the circumstances, the plays, everything. Sean McDermott eats that loss. That's on him. It just
as it should be.
Cannot be erased ever, but it can be put in the background if you keep winning.
1,000%. And that's how this works. If you lose, it gets brought up. If you win, you can. The narrative continues that this team is fighting.
The winners write the history. And I'll say this now. I'm worried about this game just because of all those circumstances. They win this game. They're going to the Super Bowl, Jenna.
I feel that way too. I do, which is insane to say it. I'm scared to say it. I'm honestly scared.
I'm just saying it. I told these guys the story. I don't think we said it on the air. I told these guys the story that Marv would never touch the trophy at the AFC, you know, after the AFC championship game. And then they do the press conference 3 years in a row, not touching the trophy. They lose. So he's like, this year I'm going to pick up the trophy, picks up the trophy. They still lose. I don't believe in those kind of jinxes. Just pick up the trophy, like whatever. I can say it. I'm not playing in the game. Yeah. I can say it. I said, we did. They won that Kansas City game. I thought they were going to win out with a little help. They're going to win the division. They did. I just feel like this team is different. I like the two seed. And that's whether huge. They go to Baltimore or that game becomes a home game, I like them in these games. I just do. So survive the Steelers game.
1,000. I agree. We talked about it earlier on the podcast of like, wouldn't this be so fitting? This was like a month and a half ago when I said it. The most Billsian way for Buffalo to win a Super Bowl. But I think this team has been battle tested. They have, like you said, multiple ways to win games. It could be the defense. It could be the offense. It could be in special moments, special teams. I think they've also seen themselves be on the ropes and be able to come back and win.
On the ropes. And then their star defensive player gets arrested, and there's an article about their coach talking about the terrorists in 9/11. Yeah, this is before they had to go to Kansas City. Like, when you're doing the 30 for 30 on this team, that's like a starting point on this. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, they just lost a terrible game in Philly, and then this happened. Oh, and then this happened.
Yeah, that was a crazy week.
Yeah.
Billsian.
We might have a t-shirt.
Very.
We can get by with Billsian, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, mark Billsian. That one down. Jenna's going
to
create
also
a t-shirt.
Also, be sure to check out the Buffalo Plus store, buffaloplusstore.com, for all your Buffalo Plus cool merch. Magnets as well. Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say I'm sitting in Dan's chair, so I wore the hoodie.
Oh, no blazer on top.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, let's talk about what we expect from the remainder of the playoff schedule. Any games here? Okay, so
go ahead.
When I look at I think it's a really fun weekend.
Yeah,
I am terrified of the Browns. I just think that they. Okay, what?
No. I would tell you this. The Miami-Kansas City game, we'll talk about that one in a second. I think the Ravens do not want to see the Browns in the playoffs. Yeah. That's the team
a divisional rival? See. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the Browns. It's Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
He would be elite if he takes this team. We do need a Browns-Bills AFC championship game.
That would be wild.
But I'm with you on
that. Battle for Lake Erie.
That is a more talented team with the same kind of vibe the Steelers have.
Yes.
Which is house money. Mm-hmm. But they have a better quarterback, better defense.
Yes.
More options to win, I think, than Pittsburgh does. Gives Watt back to Pittsburgh. That helps a lot. Minka Fitzpatrick's going to play this week.
That's something
important
to know.
To them.
Yeah.
But so go ahead. So let's say, so you've got that game. That game... Houston can win that game. There's
oh,
no
I agree.
CJ
Stroud is fun to watch. He reminds me a bit of Josh Allen rookie season.
A little more composed than Josh Allen.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Yeah. That Josh Allen.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'll take my chances if they end up with CJ Stroud coming on the road to Buffalo.
Yeah, that's fair.
The key game is Miami and Kansas Chiefs. City. How about that weather's going to be worse than we'll have?
I don't think the Dolphins have a shot because of the weather. I mean, I could be clipped for old takes, exposed, all that stuff. But, I mean, that is brutal. And especially when you're not used to it. I mean, we were in Miami this past weekend. And it was a little chilly, of course. But, like, people wearing winter coats and stuff. Which is fair. Like, they're not used to that. But it's just a whole different.
It is.
Nothing, like, you neutralize speed by the cold, though. Like, that's another way to really slow them down.
When Miami came to Buffalo last year, late.
Yes.
And then it started snowing in the game. And
it
then
changed
Tua,
the, it changed
but Tua
the game.
Did take them right down the field and scored snow.
I wish it was colder.
Yeah. Don't be saying that. You know,
oh, I haven't watched Hard Knocks yet.
Yeah, I want to watch
it. I keep falling asleep.
But that game is the key. If Kansas City wins, they play the Bills if the Bills win. Two plays.
They
three.
Play in Buffalo.
In Buffalo. How about that?
First.
Road
it would be
game
the first
ever for Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to see that.
You do?
I want to see that game. But
that
if it goes the
so,
other way.
That game makes me nervous.
I'm going to tell you right now, I feel confident in that game for the Bills.
I just
do.
This makes me nervous.
I do. But it's Mahomes. Yeah. If so, there's the key game for you. If Kansas City wins, it's guaranteed. The mm-hmm. Bills win. They're coming to
yes
to Buffalo, and then the other game. So if Miami somehow were to win, mm-hmm. and they are getting some guys back,
I think
Waddle's going to play.
I think they're shot.
Well, we talked. Will Manso has been a guest on the show a few times. Said physically, this team is so beaten up. They look like. I mean, they have look. Give Miami a break of this. They've had an incredible amount of injuries on that defense.
Oh, yeah. There's,
it's just stripped
there's
down
no
that
doubt.
Defense. So they've had that.
But give they've them- also had some punishing loss. Like they had a blowout loss to the Ravens and then a back-breaking loss to the Bills.
So they had a chance for the one seed, got blown out. They had a chance for the two seed at home, got beat. Now they have a chance to keep their season going, but they got to go on the road.
To negative 14-degree weather.
And I think Kansas City might look a little better than they are in that game.
I do. I actually don't really expect that game to be that close.
Yeah. We'll see. You never know.
Yeah, it's
the
playoffs.
That would be the incredible one. So those are the games. I guess, say, Houston. So Houston's got that game at home in the Dome. I think that helps them.
Yeah,
helps
sure.
them a lot. So we'll see what ends up happening. And then, you know, on the NFC side, I think, you know, Green Bay's a fun team to watch. They've kind of gotten
Love,
themselves
yeah.
together. They're the youngest team to
roster.
Make the playoffs since like a Bills team in the 70s, I think they were talking about. They're really young. I think they either upset the Cowboys or get blown out.
Yeah,
and
I
I'd
think
say more
fair.
Likely they get blown out. But you, hey, you
it's
never
the Cowboys.
Know. And I can't even hate watch the Eagles now. They're just so bad. I don't want to watch
the favorites.
Game. I don't know, Vegas. You tell me. They beat Tampa earlier this year, but that felt
I mean,
like
Tampa
5 years ago.
Particularly,
no, they're
great,
not even any good.
Still,
and whoever wins that game's going nowhere. I mean, they just are. That's why other people come up to me and say, "Oh, you're Eagles." I go, "Do you think you're going to hate on my team more than I do?" Because I grew up with the Philly teams. Like
yeah.
we hate. We're good,
but
at
you're going to watch. How much hope would you have if they won?
Very little, unless
really?
They all of a sudden looked like they did before. But that feels like. Years ago. So
yeah.
Let him go. Let him go.
Dang. Do you think Sirianni gets fired?
I think there's always a chance. By the way, I just want to tell you this on the air.
Oh.
This is from my mom who watches our podcast. She
Terry.
Has received her Buffalo Plus sweatshirt.
Terry's the best.
Nice. So Val has one and Terry
yes.
has one.
Yeah.
Your
so
mom
get your,
and my mom.
Yeah. So go get your Buffalo
they
Plus.
They watch.
They do.
They
yeah.
watch. They're
yeah,
subscribers.
My mom. Oh, your hair.
My mom never says that
Love
to me.
All right. We talked about Sirianni, yeah. possibility of him being fired.
It could happen.
All right. Well, let's talk about Bill Belichick then, too. Mutual parting of ways was how it was described,
yeah,
which I think you have to put it like that.
They
though.
Always do. Parting
you have
of ways.
To, though.
These euphemisms. It is probably like
you have
they
to.
Wanted him out and he wanted to go. I do think it is mutual at this point. It's mutual because it wasn't going to work.
That's when
it
you
wasn't
say after a breakup.
Around. Yeah.
It was mutual.
Yeah. And then later the dirt comes out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There'll be books about it and the whole thing. I don't think he really cares. I think it was more like you're going to say it this way. Kraft said all the right things. And
yeah.
look.
As he should, though.
He should. The guy won 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That relationship was done. They survived for that long. They won him. Go ahead and give all the credit you want to Brady if you want. It's silly. It's not all Brady. But Belichick needed Brady. Brady needed Belichick. He did, especially for a
to
portion
a certain
of those
extent.
Super
yeah.
Bowls.
Yeah.
And
I think that's fair.
And they dominated. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I think he's the greatest coach of all time. I think this is bad news for the Bills.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't think with the structure they had in New England, they had a real shot to turn that thing around in the next few years. I'm not saying the new guy might be terrible.
How do you follow up that Bill Belichick?
Except he's given you some bad football over the last few years where they only made the playoffs once and the Bills pitched a perfect game against them in that one playoff game.
Yeah.
The Bills are 7-2 in their last nine against them. The one game
that's fair
was the crazy cold game. And then the one this year. Oh, that has to burn McDermott too. If the Bills win that game earlier this year, he has a winning record against Belichick with the Bills. Instead, I think he's one game below. But the reason I say this is, and Belichick may go to Atlanta or wherever he decides to go and make it work. Could be. I just didn't see it happening in Foxborough. I think it was so ingrained with the way he was going to run things and the weird decisions they made. I think he'll be freed up a little bit in a new place, in a different setting where it's not about, even for Brady, when Brady went to Tampa, it was like, I'm out.
Tampa.
I'm
going to
do it. Yeah, Tampa. When I say, I'm talking about over the next few years, you never know who they bring in.
I agree, but they still need a quarterback.
That's it. But so, I mean, he's been terrible with the non-Brady times and playing Mac Jones like he's a guy. And then people thinking Bailey Zappi is going to be anything. Like, they need a total reboot franchise-wise. He couldn't pick skill position. Their skill position guys were terrible. His coaching staff was not good. Like, a lot of issues with that team because they were sort of stuck in the Belichick way. And that's odd to say, but I think it can work somewhere else. I didn't think it was going to work in Foxborough. Maybe they'll be terrible the next few years, but
I think they're going to be not good. I think.
Well, they weren't good these past few years.
No, you're right. You're right. I think you're right. I think the Belichickian way had run its course. In Foxborough, absolutely. That's not to say that it can't work someplace else, but I think it just got tired.
And they're going to draft a young. I mean, what if they end up with Caleb Williams? What if they end up with one of these guys?
I don't think Caleb
Williams is going to be that good. Okay.
That's just my. I could be very wrong.
Jenna scouting the quarterbacks. He does have a lot of talent.
He does.
He does.
But again, if you don't also have the infrastructure around him, then that can. You could have made a thought process that Mac Jones would have been a lot better. And then he kind of fell apart. There was a lot of change.
Some of that was on Belichick.
I agree. But you have to have the stability there in terms of coaching to help, bring up a guy as well. It depends on your school of thought, though, on quarterback. Like, if they're good enough, they'll figure it out. If they're not good enough, they'll fail.
I just couldn't see him really admitting that he needed a quarterback in Foxborough.
See, that's insane to me. Because, then that's denial.
It is denial. That's why I say that there.
I feel like you have to, I don't know.
He's going to go, say he goes to Atlanta.
It's the most important position.
Brings in Kirk Cousins, somebody like that.
Yeah.
That Bridge team's quarterback. Got some talent. The division's not good. He wants to win 15 more games. He's going to win. He's going to be the all-time winningest coach. He's going to retire. And then he's going to coach lacrosse somewhere.
Yeah, whatever. Do you think Vrabel?
Could be. Unless it's Mayo. In Foxborough. Yeah. But
I would assume now you would want to go offensive minded, but obviously a lot of places don't adhere to that.
Yeah, that's their defensive guys. I don't know. Who knows what Bob Kraft's going to do?
I just, whoever follows in those footsteps though, that is going to be a challenge.
So when you look at the division going forward, the Jets are going to have whack job quarterback next year and a bad head coach in Robert Saleh. I know they have a defense. I guess they're
so unlikable.
They are.
They are so unlikable.
We'll see what that is next year. New England's in a total rebuild. Miami is still talented, but they need to borrow some of that grit that the Bills have obtained this year.
Signature win, 70 points against the Broncos in week three.
Yeah. We were in London, standing in the press room. Matt Bove. Missed that. Said three times. Anyhow, that's inside.
Did you know that
they scored 70 points?
We love Matt Bove. We should.
Friend of the pod for sure.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
No. We can't wait for the game Sunday. Like, we'll be up there. We're doing our TV show again, like we did last week, live at the stadium. If you're in Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany, 10:30 on Sunday morning, 10:30 to 11 on the. Well, depends on your. Like I say, check your local listings.
Yeah. All right. We'll have plenty more content coming out this week as well for Dan Fates, who is not here with a Veterans Day off. That's Mike Catalana. I am Jenna Cottrell. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. It always helps us out, and we do so appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching Buffalo Plus, presented by Connors and Ferris.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.